إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers and sisters, do this as an experiment for yourself. And of course, if you do it now, the cat will shortly be out of the bag. So you will have to be very honest with yourself when you do it. But try it in your homes and in your friend circles and in your workplaces. Ask people to write down their life goals. Tell them, write 3 life goals, not more than 3. 3 of your most critical and important life goals. And tell them in order of priority. Number 1, number 2, number 3. Tell them to write this. And then see whether the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of them. When we write our life goals, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with me. Is this a life goal? So do this as an experiment. Do it as an experiment. Do it for yourself as well. Be honest with yourself and you will see. And if after being honest with yourself, you find that yes, rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my life goal and is my number one life goal. If you can honestly say this about yourself, then all power to you, alhamdulillah. But if you can't say it to yourself, then ask yourself, what is the consequence of this? And as I said, do it as an experiment. Sit down with your children, spouses, whoever. Tell them, please write your life goals. Top 3 life goals in order of priority. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, not because writing some other life goal is haram or something. No, it is not. If you have some financial goals, some career goals and so on and so forth, obviously we should have all this. But the one reality which is clear to anyone is that all of those end. Right? When you die, and some of them before you die, when you retire and so on and so forth. Now both Babbi and I have retired. I mean, I retired long before him. But now if you say, you know, in your company, who is the vice president, who is the CEO? You say, what do I care? Let anybody. Who? I don't care a hoot. How does it matter? I am out of it. So, long before we die, this becomes unimportant. But the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, does that become unimportant? Now, saying that it doesn't become unimportant is not enough, because this obviously we will say, I mean, inshallah, I don't think, you know, anybody is in a state where you say that is not important. But if you look at what we do, say for example, you are arranging the marriage of your child, right? And if you sit with that list for this marriage, if you do a operations manual for this marriage, and we say, well, in this marriage, what all is required? Then you will say, khada dupatta, baithava, kunki, letava, kunki, pure rate isme. So the whole long list of things, all the jewelry, all the clothes, all the food, how many parties, how many days, if it is a decent Hyderabadi wedding, and of some people with some izzat, then how can it be less than 7 days? And if you tell them Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did his daughter wedding of his daughter in such a simple way, then may Allah forgive those who say it. I have even heard people saying, Allah hamare ko diya to hum kya kare. To Allah nabi ko nahi diya, inko diya. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. So my point is that when you make this list, right, I'm saying very simple, in this whole list of the wedding of your child, son or daughter, whatever you are arranging, I won't even go into the issue of if you are spending money on the wedding of your daughter, is it halal, haram, what does Islam say? I'm not talking about all, I'm just saying this list you are making of requirements for the wedding of your child. Does the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does it feature anywhere in the list? That Allah must become razi with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must become pleased with me as a result of this wedding. Is it anywhere in the list? Is anywhere in the list that this wedding must be full of khair for my daughter, for my son? Is it there in this list? Because if you are a Muslim and you believe that you can anger Allah, that you can displease Allah, that you can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only called haram, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called these actions the actions of the brothers of shaitan. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so clear. And if you are a Muslim and you believe that you can still do all of this and anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet as a result of that, your son and your daughter will have a beautiful life full of khair and barakah and love between the spouses and beautiful children and this and that, then all I have to say is, well, maybe you need to go and get your sanity examined, because you can't possibly be sane. I mean, you are insane, because if you are saying, I am a Muslim and I believe that I can anger Allah and get khair out of this, then this is a sign of insanity. It's not a sign of, to me, it is not a sign of anything else. It means that you are insane, and therefore you should go and have your brain tested and take some treatment. I mean, what else can I say? Yeah? Or the other option is that you are actually not a Muslim, you are pretending to be a Muslim. You really don't believe in Allah. You really do not believe in the Akhirah. You really do not believe that you will die. You really do not believe that there is any hisab and so on and so forth. You believe that all of this is crap and rubbish. You don't say it in so many words because, okay, you know, culturally we are supposed to have, I have an Arabic name, therefore I should pretend to be a Muslim. So it's one of these two things. Either you are pretending to be a Muslim, I won't even tell you what the actual word for it is and so on, leave it, you know what the words are. So you are either pretending to be a Muslim or you are insane. I mean, one of the two things. You can't possibly be a sane person and a Muslim, and yet you believe that you can anger Allah and get khair and get barakah and get harmony and peace and blessings and all this out of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not possible. Right, I mean, I don't think this requires great explanation. This is completely, totally illogical. This doesn't work. How do we live life like this? That's why I'm saying, ask yourself this. Sit down today and say, I will not do anything until I make this list. And list is, what is the, is my life goal, anywhere in my life goal, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it somewhere in my life goal? Somewhere in that list. And as I said, make a list of three things, top three things in terms of life goal, 1, 2, 3. Ideally, it should be number 1, but I'm saying even if you make a list of 3,000 things, is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anywhere on that list? And if it is not there on this list, then what does it say about what we need to do? Because we have to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, it really doesn't matter what you believe or what I believe. Makes absolutely no difference, because reality is not based on belief. Simple as that. Let us understand this very clearly. Reality does not depend on belief for its existence. Reality is real. Gravity is real. If you jump from this top of this building and you say, I don't believe in gravity, you will still die. I mean, it is not as if, you know, it's not a, you try to walk on water and you say, you know, I don't think I will sink, do it. You will know. Reality is real. I mean, there is no question of belief. I believe, I do. You don't believe, no problem. So if the law which Allah created is real, then the one who created the law is also real. Whether you believe it or not is immaterial. Why do we need to believe in it? Because reality that you do not believe in bites. And bites very hard. When you do not believe in the reality, all that happens is that you are unprepared for that reality. And that is therefore my question to myself and you, which is, where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feature in our lives? Where? Somewhere in that list. Is it there? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, is it anywhere in the picture or not? So let us reflect on this inshallah. And the purpose of all reflection is action, to understand this and to say that since I have reflected on this, therefore, whatever the result of that reflection, if you find that the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in my list, then I must bring it in. And if I bring in the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my list, then what must I do with my life? How must my life be changed? Because if my life is going in the opposite direction, then it has to be turned around. Otherwise, we are in serious, serious, serious troubles. And as I said, the same thing applies to all our actions. My business, Is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of the business goals? I ask this commonly in my business consulting with Muslim families. Is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of your business goals? When they do a SWOT analysis, I ask them to do a SWOT analysis, and then I look in the strengths and I say, where is Allah in this thing? How come you never mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one of your strengths? How come you never mentioned Islam as one of your strengths? It's not there in the consciousness, right? So ask yourself, if I'm doing a business, where is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that business? If I am arranging a marriage, where is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this marriage? And so on and so on. And if the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in this, and be honest with yourself, simple as that. So be honest with yourself and say, if it is not there, then what must I do with regard to my life, with regard to whatever it is that I am doing? And please understand, the same thing applies to the one doing something and the one participating in that out of some misconstrued notion of relationship or friendship. Please understand, the one doing haram and the one participating in that haram are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if something is being done which is against the tenets of Islam, then boycott it. Do not go. No matter who says what. Whoever is saying it is not coming into your qabr, go and check. Go to the qabrastan and see how many they put in the grave at one time. And how many of his friends and relatives are lying down with him. Don't fool yourself. Don't do it and don't participate in it and don't support those who are doing it. And if people are offended, alhamdulillah, because all those people who are offended with you will be your witnesses on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be able to stand and say, Allah, even though all of these got offended with me, still I was faithful to you. That will be a witness for you. So alhamdulillah, as a result of obeying Allah, and therefore boycotting a haram wedding or boycotting some haram activity or boycotting something which Allah has prohibited, if as a result of this, if the whole world gets offended with you, alhamdulillah, consider yourself to be a very lucky person and say, alhamdulillah, I am so happy that the whole world got offended because I tried to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. People got offended. This is very good because all of these people are going to be my witnesses in my favor on the day of judgment, because you will be able to say to Allah, ya Allah, in spite of all this, I obeyed you and I followed the sunnah of your Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't get fooled. Don't get fooled. Don't get into this murabat. Nahi hu, kya bolte, rishtedari hai na, falane hai na, Allah se rishta nahi hai tumhara. Soch ke dekho, Allah se rishta nahi hai. Haq baat wahi che, agar is Allah se rishta tod ke inse rishta jodne ka hai, to phir tayar ho ja khabar ke waste. Sab seedhi baat. Allah se rishta tod ke kisi se rishta jodna, ye rishtedari nahi hai. Ye shaitaniyat hai. अल्लाह से रिश्ता तोड़ के मखलूक से रिश्ता जोड़ना, ये शैतानियत है, कुफर है, हराम है. As simple as that. I have said this in Urdu and I have said it in English, whichever other language you want. May Allah protect us from ourselves and save us from ourselves, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.